MSU police were not the only ones looking into Amanda Tomasho's complaint against Larry Nassar. MSU's Title IX office also launched an investigation. And how universities like MSU handle sexual assault investigations could soon be changing. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is expected to release new federal rules on Title IX investigations. Dozens of survivors who say they were sexually assaulted by Nassar and two other university physicians recently sent a letter to DeVos asking her to reconsider the proposed changes. Sage Carson is with us now via Skype. She is a sexual assault survivor and a manager at Know Your Nine, a survivor and youth-led project working to help young people end sexual and dating violence in their schools. Sage Carson, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me today.
So to help us understand the changes the secretary will soon announce, it's expected, could you briefly walk us through the existing process, the way schools investigate sexual assault allegations under Title IX? You know, who's responsible? To whom do students report the allegation? What's the process?
So the process looks different on different campuses, especially depending on the size. But what we generally see is that if someone is looking to seek support from their school, they'll go and they can tell an RA or a professor, and that professor or RA can connect them with their Title IX coordinator, who will send them resources and accommodations and let them know what the process is on campus. After they do that, the student can choose to either go through an informal process or a formal process. So the informal process would mean that maybe they're just looking for extensions on a paper, or they're looking for access to counseling, because after you've experienced sexual violence, the trauma can make it very hard to engage in education. If a student decides to go through the formal investigation, what we generally see is either a school having investigators that are meeting with the complainant or the survivor and the respondent or the accused, and then either the investigators will make a recommendation to a committee on if they find the person responsible or not, or the two parties may have to come before a hearing panel to answer questions about the alleged incidents. And from that, the school will make a finding, and then they will also issue sanctions. So a student could maybe just be told to take a semester off, or maybe have to transfer to a different dorm or a different classroom, all the way up to possible expulsion.
Okay. And from the there's been a lot of reporting done on these proposed changes over the past year. And it seems that what we're hearing is Secretary DeVos would narrow the scope of sexual assault complaints that schools are required to investigate, also allow the accused to cross-examine the accuser. What do you think these changes, which DeVos calls a more balanced approach, could mean for those who are accusing someone?
So there's a lot of concerns with what we've seen of her new proposed rules, and you highlighted two very concerning ones. One, the changing of the definition of sexual harassment or sexual violence, which would mean that my harassment or the harassment I'm experiencing would have to be so severe that I've already dropped my class, or I've already stopped going to class entirely. It would have to reach that level before a school would investigate. And that's obviously a very high bar to reach. And the purpose of Title IX is supposed to be to ensure equal access to education. So they should be providing remedies before it gets to that level. Also the concern of direct cross-examination. Mm-hmm. So typically, if a school is doing cross-examination, they are doing it through a neutral third party. This is a very common practice to use a neutral third party because someone may choose to intimidate or harass someone when going through the investigative process if they can directly question them. What DeVos is asking for is for there to be direct cross-examination, meaning the respondent would be directly asking the survivor about the assault or the abuse. This is a very unfair process, and actually was even raised that it would be an unfair process in the recent Sixth Circuit decision on cross-examination in schools, where the court said that while cross-examination is very important, direct cross-examination is an undue burden on survivors and will create additional trauma. I know for myself as a survivor, when I was going through my campus process, I didn't know until like 3 days before that I would be directly cross-examined by my abuser. abuser. And because of that, I ended up dropping my case. And I've spoken to survivors across the country that experienced the same thing. As soon as they were told that their abuser was going to be asking them questions about the rape, they couldn't move forward with the case because it was so terrifying to them.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Sage Carson, who is with Know Your Nine, a survivor and youth-led project helping to end sexual and dating violence in schools. As we talk about possible changes coming from Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to the way that colleges and universities would investigate allegations of sexual assault. And you referred to the case, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in October. It affirmed the lower court's ruling that the University of Michigan needs to make major changes to how it handles Title IX investigations. Deborah Gordon is the attorney representing that former U of M student involved in the case against the university. And we talked with her last year, and at that time she told us universities should treat sexual assault cases the very same way they treat other issues of student safety.
Am I safe walking across campus? If somebody stops me and robs me, another student, is that a safety issue? Oh, yes, it is. But if I complain about the robbery, the guy I say robbed me gets a due process hearing. That's how they need to deal with it. They need to search for the truth.
So Gordon's arguing that you need to have that direct cross-examination in these student discipline cases involving sexual assault in order to have due process, to allow the accused to defend himself or herself, to present his or her side. How do you respond to that?
I think that there's been a lot of concern around due process and fair process. And we at Know Your Nine are deeply, deeply concerned with fair process for students. But what we always want to call attention to when we're talking about fair process is fair process for whom? Survivors and the people complaining about the violence that they've experienced are the ones that are usually entering the most unfair system. An example of this would be when I was a student, I was told that the hearing panel that would be hearing this was made up all of my rapist teachers. None of my teachers would be present, but his teachers would, so that they can make a decision on how he should be held accountable. That is obviously an unfair and very unbalanced system for me, for some people that are connected to him, that work with him deeply, and are really, really invested in him staying at the school to be the only people making a decision about whether he should stay or leave. We do believe that cross-examination is essential and important. We do not agree that direct cross-examination is the way to do it. Using a neutral third party is a fair and equal process. It allows both parties to submit questions. It allows both parties to engage with the process fully, and it doesn't place the unfair burden on survivors to be directly questioned by the person that assaulted them.
And what are your thoughts on the projected narrowing of the scope of sexual assault complaints that schools would have to investigate?
So one way that DeVos is narrowing the scope is through only covering or only allowing schools to cover assaults that occur on campus. This is very alarming because most students live off campus. It's been found that over 80% of students do not live in on-campus housing, as well as Title IX applies to K-12 students as well. And most K-12 students are spending a lot of time at home, are spending time with their friends. And we know that when violence is occurring, it's largely occurring off campus. So this would really narrow who is able to seek resources under Title IX. The point of Title IX is supposed to be to remedy violence that has occurred and to remedy someone's able to engage in education. My experience with sexual violence, my ability to sit in a lecture, my ability to take my test, my ability to go to after-school activities did not change whether I was assaulted in a dorm or down the street. I myself was assaulted off campus in an apartment, but I still had to share a classroom with the people that assaulted me. And because of that, I feared going to class every day, and I often would not leave my home. So this really shows us that Betsy DeVos doesn't understand the purpose of Title IX, which is to fix a hostile environment that has occurred, to make sure someone can engage in their education. Because again, it doesn't change if I was assaulted in the bathroom or if I was assaulted at a bar across the street or a fraternity house.
What do you have your eye on as we wait for these proposed rules to be released? And I know that we've been kind of waiting a while. We've been hearing they're coming. What do you have your eye on?
I think what we're really looking to see is, who is Betsy DeVos looking to discriminate against? Is she looking to push forward these off-campus pieces where if someone is assaulted off-campus, they don't have rights under Title IX? We're also looking to see how much she is looking to let schools off the hook. We're hearing a lot of the media's coverage about her proposed rules, highlighting that they're saying it gives more of a fair process and it gives respondents more rights. From what we've seen of the leaked rules, that's simply not true. What DeVos's new rules are looking to do is let schools off the hook for covering up cases of sexual misconduct, to let schools off the hook for continuously sweeping sexual assault under the rug, and to roll us back to before the 2011 Dear Colleague letter, when students were continually told to drop out, were kicked off of campus for reporting sexual misconduct, or dropped out entirely. If she was fully interested in making a fair process for everyone, she would be meeting with survivors' rights groups. She would be meeting with civil rights groups, and she has not been. She had a single meeting with survivors a year ago and has never spoken with survivors since. And so we don't truly believe that she is interested in a fair process. We think she is interested in letting schools off the hook and saving them money.
Sage Carson is a sexual assault survivor who is a manager at Know Your Nine, a project that works to help end sexual and dating violence at schools. Sage, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.